If you go to a penny lending shop in the state of Missouri and borrow $100, the total amount you'll owe 2 weeks later will be around $117. That equates to an interest rate of 17%. Not an annual rate of 17%, but 17% for 2 weeks. Many people think that's too high. One group in Kansas City that opposes such lending is a faith-based organization called Communities Creating Opportunity, or CCO. Molly Fleming Peer is an organizer with CCO.
What we're finding now is the average interest rate on a payday loan is 445% APR, and our legal cap is 1,950% APR.
People like Molly don't just take issue with the interest rate. They're also concerned about payday loan customers getting caught in a debt trap.
What happens often is that a person gets a new loan to pay off that old loan. So they get a $300 loan, they can't pay the $345 off, and so they go and they get another $300 loan at a different location down the street.
But what are the downsides to banning payday lending? That question was raised by Dr. Kelly Edmiston, an economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. In a research paper, Dr. Edmiston investigates how restricting access to payday loans might harm consumers.
I looked specifically at a very narrow couple of points. One was I was interested in knowing what happened to access to credit.
One downside the research highlights is that people might lose access to credit. For some people, payday loans could be their only source of credit. So for those people, no payday loans means no credit.
And what I found was that when payday lending is banned, we don't see any increase in traditional types of lending like bank lending and credit cards. That kind of supports the idea that some of these people may have lost access to credit, or they even could possibly be using some less favorable alternatives.
And what are those less favorable alternatives?
Some pawn shops have less favorable terms. And then bouncing checks can be more costly than payday lending. And also even over-the-limit charges on credit cards. We find that from the surveys that a lot of payday users who do have credit cards, they're up to the limit on those credit cards.
To illustrate this point, suppose your car breaks down and you need a payday loan to cover the cost of the repairs. Without a payday loan, you might be unable to get to work. Or you might pay for the repairs by resorting to an option that's even more expensive than a payday loan. Dwight McQuaid manages a payday lending shop called Just Say Cash. It's at the intersection of Broadway and Westport Road.
They walk in here. We give them a warning.
McQuaid shows me some charts that are displayed near the counter.
Here's your rates. We offer short-term loans.
McQuaid contends that businesses like his provide short-term credit that is much needed and which people would not otherwise have without paying a lot more.
We charge $17 $100 for 14 days. They pay it off. They're fine. It's a lot cheaper than any of the other alternatives. And enables them to get, there's no other place they can go to get a small loan. Bank will not give it, credit unions will not give it, no one will give them a small loan, except they go to the pawn shop, and that's about three times the cost of us. So,
McQuaid explains that he won't give a payday loan to just anyone.
If a customer comes in for a loan, we take a look at his bank statement, we take a look at his pay stub, so we can judge how he handles his money. And I don't know if I should say this, but if a customer is on his bank statement, has a lot of casino, I won't make him a loan because I'm just having him throw money away. So we try to get the regular people that take care of their business and take care of their loans.
At a payday lending shop like Just Say Cash, one way that people can use payday loans is to stay current on bills that otherwise would not be paid on time. This might help people maintain their overall credit standing. And it represents another potential downside to banning payday lending. Economist Kelly Edmiston finds in his research that in states where payday lending is banned, there tend to be more people with low credit scores than there are in states where payday lending is allowed.
Basically, what that means is that it appears that in states where there is access to payday loans, that people may be better able to manage their credit in terms of their credit score and seem to have fewer late bill payments on average.
The research by Edmiston raises questions about whether or not states should restrict access to payday lending. But some consumer advocates are also taking another approach, and that is to provide alternative loan products that have lower interest rates than traditional payday loans. This option is being pursued by the faith-based group CCO. It's working with the credit union and others to develop a loan product that is less expensive than a traditional payday loan. Here is Molly Fleming Peer again.
About 3 years ago, we had a few of our clergy leaders and lay leaders following an action sit down together and say, you know, this is getting kind of crazy. Why don't we just do our own thing? And our payday alternative product has been born from that community dialogue that's continued over 2 years.
The loan product they're developing will be called Fair Community Credit.
CCO, in partnership with the banking community, the financial other financial institutions, with the legal community, the business community, is going to be able to offer a 36% APR small dollar loan in increments of $300 to $2,500.
An annual percentage rate of 36% is lower than the APR on traditional payday loans, which often exceeds 400%. The new loans will be larger than traditional payday loans, and the new loans will also have longer terms, which Molly thinks will better fit people's needs.
So our loans will be offered from 4 months to 24 months, just in the recognition that folks do need longer time to pay these loans back, and that monthly installment payments make a lot more sense on a family budget.
Still, the traditional payday loan probably won't disappear anytime soon. And that's prompting some fresh thinking on the subject. The purpose of economist Kelly Edmiston's research is not to say that we should or should not ban payday lending.
My research suggests that there may be some unintended consequences of these payday lending restrictions, in particular banning payday loans. It doesn't say that we should or should not have bans on payday loans. The idea behind the research is to say, if we are going to ban payday loans, let's make sure that we have all the information, both good and bad, that can come from that and then be able to make a better decision.
For Central Standard, I'm Spencer Dudley.